what we have. Like Patterson Field, we know they're nicking away at that. NASA in Cleveland, Environmental Center in Cincinnati. This has been a public issue for the last 3 or 4 years. And with things drifting, and after all, we can't deny that we don't have politicians within the field of science. We don't have politicians in the Hall of Congress.
Didn't you? Wouldn't have all that stuff out there.
Correct. And I don't basically the.
Because you had a hell of a good, had a hell of a good NASA man headed west.
Well, the University of Chicago developed the A-bomb, and they were the real core of the scientific advancement of America. And I mean, they've distributed that, and this all comes within their own group.
What's your man, though? Keith Glennon. I mean, he was the NASA man for West.
Right. He was one of them, but it was all happened before he got there. And they were smart than. Much smarter than the congressmen and the president and elected officials. They have their own orbit that they're traveling in. So they do this in a very innocent way, and they back it up with 7 carloads of records and surveys and planning and supposedly forms. All we want to do in Ohio, hold what we have now, and we'll take a chance on the future.
We've invited West to appear this morning.
Was involved in this, Mr. President. Frank is somewhat, maybe as it's been said directly, is the philosophy when Frank said that one breeds on the other is the fact that there are some of us that believe that many of these things do not need to be so centralized as they are, that because one facility is here, you have to place 6 more.
Mr. President, James Webb will be back August the 12th. He'll be in town. He's over in Europe. Be back August the 12th in town. Be back in the office August the 24th.
Wait a minute. When is this meeting? All right. Can you give me his secretary on the phone?
Yes, sir.
He's in Europe. He'll be back August the 12th. He'll be back in the office the 24th. He's
Mrs. Helen Morehouse on the line.
September the what? Ms. Morehouse.
There you are, Mr. President.
I want Jim to go out to Midwest Conference at Governors at Minneapolis on September the 10th, or 11th, or 12th. Would you look, see if he has anything scheduled during that period?
Yes, sir. Yes, I booked it. It appears to be free.
Would you put down those 2 or 3 days there and see when he gets back that he gets in touch with the governor of
Nebraska, Minnesota?
Governor Rovog of Minnesota, and talk to him about the possibility of coming and when and so forth.
Yes.
And tell him after he gets it worked out and agreed, give me a little note to tell me so I can get it off of my responsibility.
All right, sure. Well, that's it.